Today I'm visiting with John Somerville with Trans World Radio. Hello, John.
Doug, it's great to be with you.
And great to be with you, too. Next week, we'll be seeing you in person because Kinship Radio is partnering with Trans World Radio in the Cuba Needs Jesus campaign. So tell us what that's about, John.
Well, TWR has been around since, 1954, doing exactly what Kinship Radio does, broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we do it on steroids. We're doing it in over 200 languages, and we reach about 190 countries every year. So that's an incredible ministry. And I think the Lord has blessed Trans World Radio for the same reason He's blessed Kinship Radio. It's because we stick to the message of Jesus Christ. And today we want to take you to the Caribbean, where God is just doing some immensely terrific things. When you consider the radio station that we use off the coast of Venezuela on the island of Bonaire, 450,000 watts. With that radio station, we're able to reach into Cuba.
So how far does that get out then, basically?
If we took that radio station and put it in Minnesota, we'd be able to reach Havana, Cuba.
Okay. Well, I don't think we can do that, but I'm glad you can do that where you are. And I suppose the signal traveling over the ocean, it can go a long ways, too.
It really can. And that's one of the beautiful things. God is giving us this powerful, powerful tool. And we've been using it since 1964 to get into Cuba. And right now, people are turning to Christ like never before. And part of the reason is because they are going through such a tremendous time where their economy is just so, so bad. There's rolling blackouts of electricity between 4 and 14 hours. There's hardly enough fuel with the gas situation there. Water is a problem. Their infrastructure is breaking down, and over 700,000 people across the island don't have fresh water to drink. And the problems go on and on. There's a lack of food. There's a lack of medicine. It's just a mess. But you know, when people go through war, they go through famine, they go through these kinds of economic crises, that's when they start looking for answers. And people have been turning back to the church, and people are coming back to Christ. Part of the big problem that we've had in Cuba is that so many people have emigrated from Cuba. Over 2 million in the last few years have emigrated off the island. Many of those people have been pastors of churches. And so God is raising up new people. But where are they getting educated? By turning to Trans World Radio. And that's why we want to invite our listeners to be a part of what God is doing to reach people in Cuba and educate them, disciple them, so they can be teaching God's word more effectively each and every day.
Now, just like you're partnering with Kinship Radio right now, you can partner with Trans World Radio and help them reach Cuba and other parts of the world, too. But we're focusing on Cuba next week in the Cuba Needs Jesus campaign with Kinship Radio next Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's all about just kind of raising funds to help you in your outreach to Cuba, correct?
Exactly right. We are excited to be offering what we offer already in Cuba, and we want to do more. We know that people in Cuba are hungry for the gospel of Jesus, and that's why we want to get more and more radio programming into Cuba.
Do you get correspondence then from the Cuban people sometimes, John?
We do, and we'd be glad to be sharing that as we do the campaign. You know, I had the opportunity to be in Cuba a few years ago and met Luis. Now, Luis is a short man, probably stands about 5'3", maybe 5'4", and he found Jesus by listening to TWR. I had the opportunity to be in his apartment with him and his wife, and he's the kind of guy who, when he talks, he bounces. He's very enthusiastic, and he was telling us about how he had met Jesus and invited his wife. She found Jesus, and then they started inviting others to listen, and before long, their apartment, which was very humble, was overflowing with people. So they started another Bible study in another apartment down the hall, and then that one started overflowing, and so they started another one on a different floor, then another one, and then they went over to another complex and started another one, and another one, and another one. And then they decided, you know, this going to all the world applies to us too. And so they started hitchhiking, going over to the next town and starting Bible studies. And when I met Luis, he had started 17 churches, and he was mentoring a leader in each one of them. And it was a good thing Luis was hitchhiking, because Luis was blind.
Oh.
God was using this blind man to start churches all in central Cuba there. And he gave that blind man more vision than most of us ever have.
And it all began with Trans World Radio.
Yeah.
Wonderful thing. Well, thanks so much, John. We're talking with John Somerville from Trans World Radio. And next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be partnering with them and helping to raise funds for their outreach, Cuba Needs Jesus. Any final comments for our listeners, John?
We're looking forward to it. I know when we worked with Kinship Radio on our Radios for Africa campaign, how much they responded. It was a tremendous blessing to TWR and to the people of Africa. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do each and every day with Kinship Radio. Thank you so much.
And thanks for all you do too, John, in reaching the world for Jesus. And we'll be looking forward to being with you next week as we continue to partner with Trans World Radio. And my listening friend, if you'd like to partner with Trans World Radio, be listening for the Cuba Needs Jesus campaign beginning next Tuesday on Kinship Radio. I'm Doug Johnson.